tunnel is intimidating. It's a little scary being in there. And as a man, I think we all strive to be the king. And for myself, I was the master of knighthood for many years. And, you know, saying that, it's important for a woman, and my woman, to really have my back and let me know that when I come out on the other side of the tunnel, that everything's going to be okay. And what came up for me, to speak personally, being 42, I just turned in April, having never been married, was engaged, and with my dad passing, you know, 7 months ago, it was a point in my life where I questioned my own mortality and where I was going, and you know, the legacy that I want to continue, to create and then provide. So that's all. It's an intimidating kind of place, and I think it'll be a great experience and journey getting there. So that's it.
Wow.
I entered the tunnel, I would say, about a year and a good
about
year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And that was a challenge, just going from boyhood to manhood. And how am I going to do that? Because I was always the young boy and the youngest of seven and four older brothers, and I was always the fun guy that everyone looked to be the entertainer. So I was entertaining boyhood to manhood and trying to get there, and that just really kind of heightened my awareness to where I'm at. Sure.
Wow.
And it's a little disappointing for my dad to probably never really see the king that I want to become. But I'll get there. I just wanted to add, even the word king and kingdom.
Yes.
That sounds like a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, actually, this is probably where I'm at, the tunnel. And the tunnel has been, I've been in it for about 4 years because I got rocked by a divorce. And I think this is where a boy starts turning into a man and turns into maturity, because I was just like, was it Tom? Was that your name?
Tom.
Yeah, I was always the entertainer, having a lot of fun and, oblivious to everything. And then after I got divorced 4 years ago, a lot of stuff goes through your head. I start questioning life, mortality. It's like, gosh, I'm going to die one day. All this other stuff that society has taught us, or men, to strive for, money, glory, status, prestige, etc. I said, man, this ain't working. This isn't working for me. And what I really believe in, and all this time I was just trying to find something to glorify myself, a job or what have you. And then I thought, there's got to be something more to fight for, something beyond just me. So that's where I feel you're right on when you mentioned that this is a very sacred time for a boy or a man to kind of really mature and discover who he is.
Yeah, it's great. Thank you.
Thank you.